This is The Pulse, stories at the heart of health, science, and innovation. I'm Maiken Scott. Cancer treatment is tough on the body. In recent years, as care has improved and the technology has advanced, doctors are looking for ways to limit the harsh side effects of therapy. For breast cancer, one technique is surprisingly simple. Tanya English reports.
Radiation therapy uses high-energy X-ray beams to shrink tumors. The big challenge is to treat the disease, all while keeping healthy body parts out of the line of fire. But living, breathing patients are a moving target.
This February, there was a reoccurrence in the same breast. It was actually in the chest wall.
That's Shannon McMahon. This is her second battle with breast cancer. McMahon had chemotherapy earlier this year at the University of Pennsylvania. Now, radiation is her best chance to clear away any microscopic cancer cells that may be left behind. But first, she's learning how to hold her breath.
You see the prongs here? Mm-hmm. You're going to kind of bite onto them. You don't have to chomp hard.
Therapist Katie Chong settles McMahon flat on her back. A mouthpiece, kind of like a snorkel, keeps McMahon from talking, but she can breathe just fine.
Okay, now I'm going to put on the nose clip. Mm-hmm. You let me know if it's sliding or if you're able to breathe out of your nose. Good?
Mm-hmm. The whole contraption is rigged up to a computer that charts each breath in and each breath out.
I don't want her going like, or going like, this is just sitting on the couch Friday night watching TV with the hubby, mm-hmm. not doing anything, not thinking about anything, just breathing.
30 or 40 years ago, radiation technology was less precise. Doctors discovered that too many of their patients were dying not from cancer, but from heart disease caused by the radiation itself.
So any survival benefit from the radiation was lost.
Radiation oncologist Ronnie Anay cares for patients at Jefferson University Hospital. In her work, millimeters matter. So with each new case, she uses a computer and 3D images to map the inside of her patient's body. The goal is to deliver a full dose of treatment to the right places. It can help to place a patient on her stomach and let gravity move the breast away from vital organs. But Jefferson's studies show that with the breath hold maneuver, the dose of radiation that hits the heart is cut to nearly zero.
So when you take a breath, think about the fact that your chest expands. As it expands, the lungs inflate. As they become bigger, the space between the breast and the heart increases.
Radiation can scar and stiffen the arteries and the lining of the heart, but trouble typically takes 10 or 15 years to show up. That kind of long-term side effect is a concern even more these days because cancer survival is so much better now.
Breast cancer is extremely curable, so our patients are going to live a long time.
And they're going to need a healthy heart later in life. Shannon McMahon and other women who have breast cancer on the left side have a greater risk of developing cardiac problems from radiation. So now many specialty cancer centers teach some version of coordinated breathing.
Okay. When you see the green light appear, I want you to inhale into the line and hold your breath. Okay. So there's the green. So go ahead, up, 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 and hold right there. Perfect. Right now we're holding for 30 seconds, okay? When we are finished holding for 30 seconds, I'm going to give you the red light. When you see the red light, that means that you can breathe again. So hang on for another 15 seconds. There's the red light. That means breathe. That was excellent.
During an actual treatment session, a patient only has to hold her breath 4 to 8 times. If a bit of air slips out, a soft buzzer alerts the therapist to shut the machine down. Shannon McMahon got the hang of it with about 20 minutes of practice.
Definitely a little awkward at first, but after the third time, it worked a little bit better.
When Jefferson researchers studied the breath hold maneuver, on average, the amount of scatter radiation that reached the heart was reduced by 63%.
That's good. So what that means is almost everybody benefited from the technique.
Researchers have been following women for 5 years. That's not enough time to know for sure that breath hold prevents long-term cardiac problems. But Ronnie Anay says now she knows how to better protect a patient's heart. For The Pulse, I'm Tanya English.